From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Once again, we count it a privilege to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his fourth message in a series devoted to the life and ministry of the Apostle Paul. In chapter 9 of the book of Acts, we find the account of the conversion of Saul of Tarsus from a bitter persecutor of Christians to a flaming evangelist for the Lord Jesus Christ. The biblical record contains certain statements about Saul that demonstrate clearly that he had been truly born again. And as we've emphasized, what was true of Saul of Tarsus is also true of every person who comes to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. First, he recognized Christ as Lord. Then, even in the earliest days of his conversion, he prayed. As soon as his sight was restored, Saul began to preach that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That third mark of a true believer is public identification with Christ. As we'll see today, along with the forgiveness of his sins, Saul received the gift of the Holy Spirit, an absolute necessity for every true believer. Also, he enjoyed fellowship with other Christians, and he bore an unashamed witness for Christ. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will bring the next portion of a message called Evidences of True Conversion. Before he comes, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Today's devotional is entitled Lead the Way. The text is Deuteronomy 28, verse 13. The Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. If we obey the Lord, He will compel our adversaries to see that His blessing rests upon us. Though this be a promise of the law, yet it stands good to the people of God, for Jesus has removed the curse, but He has established the blessing. It is for saints to lead the way among men by holy influence. They are not to be the tail, to be dragged hither and thither by others. We must not yield to the spirit of the age, but compel the age to do homage to Christ. If the Lord be with us, we shall not crave toleration for religion, but we shall seek to seat it on the throne of society. Has not the Lord Jesus made His people priests? Surely they are to teach, and must not be learning from the philosophies of unbelievers. Are we not in Christ made kings to reign upon the earth? How then can we be the servants of custom, the slaves of human opinion? Have you, dear friend, taken up your true position for Jesus? Too many are silent because diffident, if not cowardly. Should we allow the name of the Lord Jesus to be kept in the background? Should our religion drag along as a tail? Should it not rather lead the way and be the ruling force with ourselves and others?
Stand through everything, sound forth and blast. sound to travel where the saints have trod, press on to higher ground. And be not thou discouraged, for Satan's host assail against you God has said, the gates of hell shall not
listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're glad that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We continue to receive encouraging responses to these broadcasts. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. Our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, briefly sets out the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church. This and any other literature we offer on these broadcasts is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy these programs, you might like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Alan Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as, why don't Jews accept Jesus as the Messiah? Does God practice deliberate deception? Or, why doesn't God save everybody? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
What is there about Christ that we should be ashamed of? Those who have a real knowledge of Christ confess Him as Lord. They pray and they publicly, plainly, unapologetically identify themselves with Him. Now, I can well understand that many a young Christian is intimidated into silence because he thinks, I don't have the answer. When people come to me with questions, I can't give an answer. I've often said to you, don't be intimidated into not witnessing because you don't have the answers. Listen, your answers will never convert a soul. Give them your testimony. And I want to tell you, when you do that, God will use that to the saving of souls, even when you don't have the answer. But the mark of conversion is public identification with Christ. There is another mark, and this is something that's not often preached about these days. In verse 17, it is the gift of the Holy Spirit. Ananias said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus that appeared unto thee in the way, as thou camest, hath sent me, that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately the scales fell from off his eyes. He received his sight. He arose and was baptized. The gift of the Holy Ghost. Soon as a man is converted to Christ, the Holy Spirit, first of all, comes to abide within him. Acts 2:38, Peter said, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. What is the supreme mark that evidences true conversion? The Holy Spirit comes to abide within that person. And not only to abide within him, the gift of the Holy Spirit in the book of Acts is particularly a reference to the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, I think that here's an area where we have largely strayed from New Testament standards. The infilling of the Holy Spirit for most people, if they ever do receive much power, comes after conversion, sometimes years after conversion. But I find in the book of Acts, as soon as they were saved, they were filled with the Holy Ghost. As soon as they were saved, they were not only baptized by the Spirit into the body, but as soon as they were converted to Christ, they got power. These newborn babes in the book of Acts were stronger than full-grown Christians nowadays. Why? They had less education. They had less opportunity to serve in many ways. They had much more hardship. But they had the power of the Holy Ghost. The gift of the Spirit. The evidence of the moving of the Spirit. Now let me bring it down very simply to this and say the lack of evidence of the moving of the Spirit in some way, the lack of any evidence of the ministry of the Holy Ghost in a man's life puts a very grave question mark over his profession of religion. I've read books from very eminent preachers about the new birth. And it's all so mechanical. It's as mechanical as an algebraic equation. You do this plus this plus this, and this is the result. And the Holy Ghost doesn't enter into it at all. We have people who say they're saved who never know the conviction of the Spirit. They never know the leading of the Spirit. They never know the Spirit making Christ precious to them. They never know the Spirit opening up the Scriptures to them. They never know the Spirit ministering grace to them. We have people who are going through life with a profession of religion that they hope will take them to heaven, and they have no experience of the Holy Ghost I want to tell you, that religion chills me to the bone. When you're saved, you receive the Holy Ghost. There is another evidence, and that is the fellowship that you have in the Church of Christ. Verse 19, when he had received meat, he was strengthened, and he was certain days with the disciples at Damascus. As soon as he got saved, he got into the fellowship of the Church of Jesus Christ. Now Saul went back to his old friends. Everywhere he went to the synagogue. He went to the old friends, to the old circles. But he went there as an evangelist. As soon as he got saved, Saul of Tarsus quit the old friendship and the old fellowship. And he got into the fellowship of the Church of Jesus Christ. One of the marks of genuine conversion is that the man who's saved wants to be among the people of God. He loves to be among the people of God. These are my people. These are my kind of friends. I get worried when I see people who say they're saved and they're at home in the world. They're at home with the ungodly. They can listen to their filthy conversation. They can talk with them over every ungodly topic in the world. But they can hardly be dragged into the fellowship of the Church of Christ. Well, I tell you, there's not much evidence there of genuine conversion. As soon as Saul of Tarsus was saved, he got into the fellowship. Now remember, he wasn't particularly welcome. How often do you hear, well, I'm not going back to that church. 144 people didn't shake me by the hand and throw their arms around me and tell me how wonderful I was. They're not very friendly there. Now, I'm making no excuses for unfriendly churches. I have been in churches when I've been on vacation. I've gone to churches where not one person said hello, where the minister ignored us as we walked past him at the door. So I'm not making any excuses for unfriendly churches, but I'm saying this. Saul of Tarsus was not exactly welcomed with open arms. So, these are my people. Here Christ is exalted. Here his praises are sung. Here his gospel is preached. Here his name is uplifted. Here I am at home. Fellowship of the Church of Christ. Isn't that the great mark of the people saved on the day of Pentecost? They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayer. Now, the result of that is the next, the fifth, or the sixth, should I say, great witness, or great evidence, which is a witness to the gospel of Christ. Verse 20. Straightway, he preached Christ. Now, I have to be honest, that's not going to be true of every newborn babe in Christ. Saul of Tarsus, though he was only a newborn babe, was nonetheless a trained theologian. Saul of Tarsus knew the Old Testament scriptures as very few people have ever known them. Saul of Tarsus, as soon as he was saved, and this is why God brought him into the church at this time, was supremely well equipped by the Spirit of God immediately to take on a great work and a great witness. He didn't need to go to Bible school, though God did, as we'll see if we continue looking at his life. God did bring him to the greatest Bible school on earth. And for 3 years, he had a one-on-one tutorial with the Son of God himself. But humanly, he didn't need to go and do his BA in Bible. Didn't need to learn Greek, Hebrew, Aramaic, or anything else. He knew it all. He was ready to preach. Now, you may not be there. You may never be a preacher. But I want to tell you this. As soon as you're saved, you'll be a witness. The mark of true conversion, however timid you are, is that there is this internal desire to be a witness to Jesus Christ. Now, I can understand the timidity. I well remember going among people and always being afraid of being tongue-tied. You may find that hard to believe, but that's true. Always being afraid of being tongue-tied. Being afraid not to have the answer. But despite that timidity, there was within my heart a deep recognition, I must be a witness for Christ. I must be a witness for Christ. I can't sit here without being a witness for Christ. That's the way it was with Saul. This was the evidence. There was something new within him. He started to witness. Do you remember the words of Peter and the disciples in Acts 4? He said to the Jewish leaders, "We cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. We can't do anything else. I have met with Christ. I know the Son of God. My sins are forgiven. My name's in the Lamb's Book of Life. I have a message that means the difference between heaven and hell for every soul that embraces it. I cannot but speak the things that I have seen and heard." Remember the words of the Savior to the demoniac of Gadara. This man out of whom he had cast a legion of demons, the man quite naturally wanted to follow Jesus. Wouldn't you? I think that was one of the greatest proofs that there had been more than a physical miracle. There had been a spiritual revolution. He wanted to follow Jesus. His disciples follow him. And so he said, "Lord, let me come with you." I think that he could see himself among those 12 disciples. He could see himself. Who better than he could give a testimony? Who was better equipped to stand up before the thousands and proclaim what Jesus Christ was able to do than the demoniac of Gadara? It was a good ambition. I want to serve Christ. Well, said the Lord Jesus, Mark 5:19, "Go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord has done for you." Go home to thy friends and be a witness. Isn't that the commission of Christ to His church? "Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be my witnesses." The mark of true conversion. You have something inside that won't stay inside. There's something inside that has to get out. There's something inside that demands to get out. An evidence of true conversion.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.